Hello, I'm Chris Jones. I'm the co-writer and co-director of this year's Panto, which will take place in January 2020. In fact, Kate Goddard is my co-director and co-writer. This year's pantomime is going to be Beauty and the Beast. So a tale that many people probably know very well already, but with a panto spin on it. So Belle ends up captured by the beast in his castle because her father tries to take a flower, a rose, to give to her as a present. She replaces him, and the beast, who himself is a prince who's been transformed into a beast by our evil fairy Villanelle, he eventually falls in love with Belle, and Belle falls in love with him, and they all live happily ever after. That's the bare bones of the story, but there's a lot more to it as well. We have two comedy Belgian sisters, Louisa and Stephanie. They're man-hunting, so watch out, Belgian men sitting in the front row of the panto. We have Dame Blanche, who is our star of the show with her wonderful dresses, and her son, Jean-Claude Fantastique, who is the object of everyone's eye and who has his eyes set on Belle, but actually is really in love with himself more than anyone else. We have Hector, the pantomime horse, and we have, of course, all the enchanted servants in the Beast's castle. When the fairy, the wicked fairy, casts a spell on Prince Charleroi and turns him into the beast, all his servants get turned into different household items. There's plenty to see, plenty to look at, lots of amazing designs, fantastic dances, songs, above all, lots of really bad jokes. That's the main thing that we try and put into our panto every year. Panto is a traditional British, but not only British, Christmas spectacular. A big thing about panto is audience participation. Everyone is expected to shout out. We break the fourth wall a lot on the stage, so there's lots of interaction with the audience. All in all, it's just a bit of fun. I mean, we try to keep it as light and funny and as topical as we can, so we try and make jokes about things that are going on in the world. As someone who has really enjoyed writing the show, that's the joy for me, is to write in the jokes and hope that they are as funny on the stage as they are in my head. And I really hope that everyone who comes along will appreciate them in the same way. The songs are funny. The dancing is funny when it's meant to be funny. It's also brilliant when it's not meant to be funny. It's also very, very well choreographed. So something for everyone. Even if your English is not brilliant, it doesn't matter. There are plenty of people from all over the world in the show. People who've never been in a pantomime before, never seen one, never had any idea what it is. But everyone loves doing it, and everyone enjoys doing it because it's such a great laugh and it's great fun. So anyone who wants to come along, please do. Talk to your friends. Maybe they've been to see ones in the past, and they'll tell you, hopefully, how good it's been, and this one will be even better.